With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune describes it as a very long road. The Senate has sent the House a bill to end the government shutdown.
On this vote, the ayes are 60, the nays are 40. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. The Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And the lack of a deal on Obamacare subsidies has many Senate Democrats fuming, suggesting that Chuck Schumer's days as minority leader are numbered. As for the Republican leadership's handling of the shutdown drama,
what we saw here was steady Republican leadership. Thune did not blink. Mike Johnson did not blink.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire is speaking with the Salem Radio Network. The House may take up the end the shutdown legislation tomorrow. In the meantime, air travel remains challenging, to say the least. Across parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes, they've had to break out the shovels and the snow blowers. First big snow of the season, a lot of it lake effect. Chicagoland has been hard hit with trees and power lines down. Numerous accidents on the roads and air travel's been impacted. The cold Arctic air extending as far south as Florida. The FDA will remove a long-standing warning from hormone-based drugs used to treat menopause symptoms in women. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry and some other doctors criticize the current warning label as outdated and unnecessary. The Dow futures down 9 points. This is SRN News. New York's next mayor is more than just a socialist.
Much has been made of Zoran Mamdani's radical economic plans and criticism of Israel, but on social issues, he is in step with the mainstream Democratic Party. Mamdani says he will establish an office of LGBT affairs in the city and will provide $65 million in taxpayer cash to provide children with sex change operations and hormone therapy. He is also vowing to go after pro-life pregnancy centers in New York and double taxpayer funding of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing that the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It's the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy in this country. Pro-life advocates have increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. SRN News. A deadly natural disaster, specifically the response to the tragedy, is spawning lawsuits in Texas.
The families of some of the 27 girls who died in flooding in Texas July 4th are suing Camp Mystic and its owners. In separate suits filed Monday in Austin, the families allege camp operators failed to take necessary steps to protect their daughters as life-threatening floodwaters approached. Plaintiffs are seeking more than $1 million in damages. So far, no response from attorneys representing the camp. Jason Walker reporting.
China's largest online sales festival, it's called Singles Day, is getting longer, with retailers trying to entice frugal shoppers to spend more money. It's a five-week festival. It ends later this week. More details at srnnews.com.